I'm Felicity, and my mother is a service user in Edinburgh, a service user of Edinburgh's care and support services. And this is my fourth deputation to the council. I became involved last November when I heard about proposed cuts through a very brutal tendering process, which many of us had no warning of.
And what did you come to the council to say today?
Today I came to the council in response to their learning lessons report, which is actually pretty scary reading. There were many, many, many mistakes made at many levels throughout the whole tendering process. In fact, I think even prior to it, there was no proper strategy. There was nothing set down in writing that everybody involved in the process could understand, and so therefore it's not surprising that things went wrong at many levels. The process has been seriously disruptive and upsetting for the service users and for the carers and families and support workers and even advocacy staff who in turn haven't had support in terms of being misinformed and their voices ignored when they were challenging what was happening throughout the process. My mother became distressed. She's already quite often distressed because of the nature of her mental health problems. She has been supported by her current provider for 24 years, and the service that is offered by this provider is actually excellent. It's not just saying that from my point of view. It's been measured by the Care Commission consistently as being excellent. For a tendering process to come in and just talk about cutting all existing provision and largely focus on cost is just quite shocking, and we never want it to happen again. Personally, it's been extremely anguishing period, but I'm one of many, many people who have been totally disheartened and majorly distressed by this. And we say, please make sure that lessons learned really are lessons learned. When it comes to procuring services, I'm absolutely not convinced that tendering is actually an appropriate way forward. I think that when the guidance from the Scottish Government is finalised in the next few months, major attention has to be focused on alternatives to tendering, actually, because not only could it go massively wrong in the same sort of ways, but when we're talking about the importance of continuity of care and stability, tendering just doesn't seem to offer that.